This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. You know me, my mantra is that you've got to fight for your right to party. But partying and money can be a tough relationship to manage. Here's one rock star who has a great deal of experience dealing with both.
I am not a financial advisor, but I have spent a lot of money and made a considerable amount of money and enjoyed spending it almost as much as making it. My name is Andrew W.K., and I'm a professional partier.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
The word party is the simplest and most direct and, from what I can tell, understandable word that everybody gets as having fun and celebrating not being dead. Fortunately, partying doesn't have to cost a lot of money. There's nothing wrong with spending a lot of money on having fun, but you can certainly spend very little or not any money at all and have a great time. For me, in the older days when I had very little money, just walking around the block and standing on the street corner and watching people go about their lives was quite entertaining for me. Being in New York City, it's a lot to see and there's a lot of stimulation. Back in Michigan, it wasn't as colorful, so you can really get your money's worth if you're paying a lot of rent just to watch the movie of day-to-day life on the street here. But, of course, I also didn't feel bad those few times when I would spend an entire week's paycheck in one night. I figured I got something out of it. And actually, the more aware that I was when I was spending a lot of money on entertainment, the more I made sure to get my money's worth. And it wasn't just the stuff or the experiences or the food or the drink. It was the state of mind that it put me in. And I tried to really hold on to that so that even the next day or the next week, I could still be extracting valuable experience from that party. There's definitely been times when I've spent what I consider to be large quantities of money on unnecessary items, experiences, and whatnot. And I don't regret them, but I wouldn't necessarily do it again. And that means it was a valuable experience because I learned something. I certainly don't have any expertise beyond my own experience, which has taught me to like money and the power that it brings. It is a tool to make dreams come true. It really is. It might not be able to buy happiness, but it can buy the means to have very enjoyable experiences. And there's so many goals and dreams and projects that I've wanted to do, and it would have been physically impossible to do them without money. I've learned now that I haven't learned enough about saving money because my parents, for example, they didn't have as much money growing up or by my age, I guess, than I have had. And yet they were able to save more than I have myself. So saving seems to be a big step for anybody. And there's that immediate urgency and passion that tells you to not think about 20 years down the road, let alone 50 years. But it does seem that you don't have to be too set into the future in your mindset to still set aside some portion of money. And the way it can double on itself is pretty exciting. I mean, if I had just been saving a few hundred dollars a month since I began my career as a professional partier, I'd probably have at least, well, like a couple hundred dollars. So anyway, yeah, savings is a big one. I'd like to get better at that. And someday maybe I'll save up enough to buy a solid gold car or something. A golden car.